Hi, this is David Yannis, host of Midwatcher at the Rev, and General Station Manager for Rev Media Network. Just want to tell you about GodChristianTalent.com. Again, that is GodChristianTalent.com. It is a website that has a database full of actors, actresses, models, singers, people that have unusual talent, or just any normal talent from any normal Christian person that wants to be used by God. GodChristianTalent.com. They could be just help workers. It could be anything that you need. If you can just go ahead and log on at GodChristianTalent.com and view what we have on there. God bless you. Thank you. Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and excuse us for interrupting your program that you're listening to. You were trying to get this stuff together for you, and we are just moving along here, trying to get things together. Well, welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, 21st of July here, and I'm trying to make sure we get all the static off the air here. And there it goes. Okay. Well, it is Tuesday, and we are here again in our studio. We're going for another live show, so praise God that you're here. Praise God that you can hear us. And let me open up my chat window. I told you about my chat window the other day. It's a cool chat window. So if you are in front of our player at the station, or if you're at any of our websites that has a player that you're listening to, you can go at the in the middle of that player. You can type in me a type me a message, and you can let me know that you're listening, and you can let me know what your thoughts are. Sometimes I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to ask questions to basically who we are and what we've done and stuff like that. As far as want to give you some. So like yesterday, we had our question was, what did you take home from church on Sunday? And we weren't talking about products or anything like that. We're talking about what did God give you that your pastor preached about. And I just want to make sure that you all knew that our chat session is on. My name is Midwatch on that chat session. And we are logged on right now, so praise God, we are there. And just want to let you know, God is good. Amen. Well, today's show is going to be our Day of Faith show. And I was hoping my pastor was available, that he can join us, but I don't see him anywhere around here in the studio. So I checked the church, and he wasn't here as well. So I am going to be doing this all myself. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to try and get this thing together to where it sounds really beautiful for you. And where things are going to be a good thing. Amen? Where things are going to be an awesome thing. So I hope you're hearing the broadcast and hope that you're listening to it and you're enjoying it. Yesterday we talked about different things, and I want to go ahead and just let you know that today we're changing up the format again. This is a format change that we're trying to change during this entire time that we're broadcasting. I'm trying to make some things that are a little bit different. And we've been doing Midwatch with the Rev. Oh, my goodness. I was looking at some of the things this morning with my son. His name's David. And we're, like, sitting there, and he's like, Dad, never seen these sites. And I'm like, son, these sites are old. These sites are older than, I think, your sister. We put some sites out a while back. It's MidwatchWithTheRev.com, SurvivorsByFaith.com. And I believe the other one is RelationshipSeries.com. And I put those together. And the reason I put those together was just to try and get a feel for what's going on as far as people out there, what are they listening to. And they started to download a lot of stuff. I think I had mentioned to my pastor recently, but before there were just my shows on there, and then my pastor became a co-host, and we started putting these programs together, and they, you know, and he was more the word and more the fatherly figure type preacher there, and I'm more the different ingenuity here, different way I do things, and we're just doing things and blessing God, and it was awesome, because I tell you what, God does awesome things when you yield yourself. This is another book that I'm working on, and it's called Submitting. I don't know the title completely yet, but I know it's Submitting to Authority, Submitting to a Pastor, Submitting to Someone. That is what my next book's going to be about, and I think that a lot of people need to realize that God needs you to submit and to open your heart to the man of God and woman of God in you. Amen. The woman of God in front of you. I think me and my kids were driving to the studio here, and they're actually here with me. On the summer, I try and spend a lot of time with them because I'm busy on the internet, busy writing, busy preaching, busy putting the stations together, busy doing a lot of things. I mean, sometimes I'm up till midnight, sometimes till 1 or 2 at night, and just trying to get things going, just trying to make things happen, just trying to make everything that we're trying to get going, to make it powerful and beautiful for everybody that's listening. I want just not to have a talk show. I mean, for years, I just had a talk show. And the talk show was basically, I take a topic and I go with it for 20, 30 minutes, and it reached a lot of people. Like I said, my son's looking at that site with me today. It's called Midwatch with the Rev. And I showed him the rest of the sites, RelationshipSeries.com and also SurvivorsByFaith.com. And I tell you what, he was excited about it. He's like, Dad, I never seen those. I go, yeah. People like still download. I think we had about 80 downloads yesterday on one of my pastor's things, what I was talking about faith, and One Nation Under God. And it was just a huge, and with today's economy and the presidential things that's been going on and everything, you know, it was just amazing. I think it's just amazing that that the top download for our show was One Nation Under God. The top download for our show was that, and for Midwatch, and then for Relationship, of course, I think one of my favorites is Why Is She My Kryptonite, or Why Is He My Kryptonite. That was an amazing download. And then I think on the Survivors by Faith, it was Roger DeWitt, the pastor that was here on our program, which we pre-recorded this past Sunday, which you're going to be able to hear this Friday and Saturday. It was his show, Faith. Day of Faith, Day One of Faith, and that was a huge download. So, you know, I like all these sites. They cost us a little bit every month, not much, but they do cost a little bit. And they, to me, it's like my main thing about putting the station together, and I keep going over it, is there are so many sermons that your pastor preaches, that you preach, that you hear, that have never been recorded or never broadcasted. Why not put it out there on the web where people can hear it? And I believe that that's what we're doing. So today's topic is our Day of Faith, and today our Day of Faith topic is fear. It's easy to fold and fear when you're under pressure. It's easy to fold on in fear. Yeah, just give me 1 second. Hey, Pastor, hey, I was talking about Pastor a minute ago, he comes walking in. See, that's faith. And Pastor, I'm going to give you a call in about 15 minutes, or I'll have you, and I'll let you, tell you, give you the phone line to call us back in and stuff. We're having still problems with the audio. But we're broadcasting a unique way right now. Amen. And we have seen some amazing things happen with fear. And fear can make you fold. Fear can make your entire life stop. Imagine, what out there? And I'm going to call my pastor in a few minutes, and he just walked in the studio, and I end up taking all his broadcast equipment and using it to stream the show. And what I want to tell you that is, Fear can cripple you. Come on. It can. Fear can cripple you. What in your life do you fear the most to happen? What is out there that you fear the most, that you fear that can happen? What do you think that you can fear that will hurt and hurt you, hurt everything else around you? What? Is it losing your job? In this economy, I don't blame you if that causes some fear. I don't blame you if that makes you wonder, understand what's going on. I don't blame you if that's what makes you think, oh, Lord, how can it happen? Oh, Lord, how's it going to happen to me? I'm telling you, my friends, God understands. God knows. God hears you. God sees you. God understands the work that you're going through and the fear that you go through. Is it your health? I tell you what, money can be replaced. Houses can be replaced. Vehicles can be replaced. Come on. JCPenney's, oh well, you don't need to charge anymore anyway. Credit cards can be replaced. You can rebuild your credit. But one thing that you can't rebuild is your health. How about that? Is that something? Is that something that causes you to wonder and worry about? Maybe you are going through a health thing. Maybe you are going through where your health is going bad. Is that making you fear? Is it crippling your ability to agree with a prayer partner and agree with the Word of God and grow? Is it? Sometimes when we see faith and we see what's happening out there, we kind of wonder, why hasn't anything happened for me? Why isn't anything happening for me? A lot of times, it's great that we get a lot of applause and a lot of testimonies going. And it's great. That is great. But it's believing beyond the testimony. I can testify on Sunday, but I got to come on Monday and Tuesday. You know, Monday's probably easier to go through because you're just fresh off the preaching. But Tuesday is a day you got to push yourself to believe that you're going to get out of that bed and you're going to be okay and things are going to work out fine for you. Tuesday is a day that you're going to believe that God is awesome. Still, even though you just got your word on Sunday, you got to revive and recoup and rebuild yourself. Fear makes you crippled. Fear makes you wonder. Wonder why. Wondering why. I want you to turn quickly, and we're going to take a break after this, but I'm going to turn quickly to Luke. Luke chapter 12. I'm not just a preaching preacher, a radio host. I like giving you information as well. But here's the Word of God. And today I just feel a real pull towards this, to read to you these scriptures. And in Luke 12:32, it says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure." Good pleasure. "To give you the kingdom." Amen. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So, my brothers, my sisters, I want you to listen to this commercial, think about things, and we'll be right back. I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, you know, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be in our studio to actually have a show. RevMed Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. We're talking about fear. We're talking about getting beyond the fear, getting beyond what's happening to your life. And you need to realize that God has great things that are planned for you. That no matter what, His love, His faith, everything is available for you. Fear should not take you down. Our scripture said, before we went to break, Luke 12:32. Okay, I'm becoming a little dyslexic here. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your faith and good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God." I think I played you enough commercials, so again, I apologize if you're tuning in and all you hear is commercials. I'm just trying to get the sound system. We're trying something different today. Yesterday, we wanted to get some calls in, and then our calling desk thing just didn't want to work. So, anyway, just want to let you know that God is good. God is awesome. We're going to go ahead and call my pastor and see if he gives us a call back and see if we can get him on the show with us. I was reading his article that was pretty good. It talked about just, it kind of works with what we had yesterday. And it talked about America doesn't trust its news media. And before we go on with the faith talk, I thought that was a neat article. And I'm trying to find it real quick for us. Now, it was something that CBN, Christian Broadcast News, put together. And they took a poll. And it said that late Seamus Anchorman Walter Cronkite was considered the most trusted man in America. Now, we talked about that yesterday, about his integrity. Hold on, I got Pastor calling. All right, we're all here. Good. All right, Pastor. God bless you.
Okay, am I on the air?
Yes. Yeah, let's go and do a quick sound check. If the public don't mind, going to give me a test, 1, 2, 3.
Test, 1, 2, 3.
Yes, you're on. We can hear you. The signal's coming through. Amen, amen. Well, Pastor, I was talking to our audience today, and today is on Tuesdays, because I know I have you here on Tuesday on the show, and I appreciate that you set aside your schedule for us. Now, Tuesdays is going to be our Day of Faith talk. Mondays and Fridays, since we're doing 5 shows a week, it's going to be relationships. Tuesdays is going to be Day of Faith. Then Wednesday, we just kind of are any type thing. And then Thursday is going to be really awesome. We're going to be talking about missions and outreach. So it's our mission outreach day. So we're going to try and get interviews of people that will call in and talk about outreaches that they're doing, or missions overseas, or ministries overseas, what they're doing. So we're going to just put some variety to these 5 days a week so people can hear it. We're going to have our regular teaching, like how me and you teach and talk about a subject, but we're going to interact with other things and articles. So we're just trying to revamp our show. So I was just talking right before you called about an article that I was just reading, and about Walter Cronkite and why America doesn't trust its news media. And it was an article that I found in CBN News. It says late CBS anchorman Walter Cronkite was considered the most trusted man in America. Do you have any takes on that, Pastor, before we go into the subject of the day about why America doesn't trust the media?
Why they don't trust them today?
Yeah, why don't they trust them today?
Well, yeah, because it's pretty obvious they've been caught with either outright lying or putting a particular spin or slant on news, and it's pretty evident for anyone to see. You don't have to be really a rocket scientist to see that.
Now, what do you think about currently? Are there any shows that you watch on the CNN and stuff that you think that they're pretty strong on their beliefs as far as giving truth out?
Well, I guess Fox is the most reliable because they still have certain standards that they'll adhere to. That's my humble opinion.
Amen, amen. Well, that's Pastor's opinion. We're going to have a theme song for him because he's always on the show so much with us. And what we're going to do is talk. We've been talking about faith. Now, I've been sharing out of the scriptures that fear not, in Luke 12:32, is fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that's an awesome scripture. And you wrote the book called The Goodness of God. And you don't have to go into all your other stuff if you don't want to, but I just kind of mentioned to the listeners, because I was mentioning this earlier, that one nation under God, which we're going to have to do a whole day on that next time. And because it's such a downloaded show, I think that the people that are listening live may want to hear some of the stuff that you shared on the archives. And so maybe you can bring your materials into the studio and we can do a One Nation Under God show live on the air. But the other one is Recovering What the Devil Has Stolen. And I know that that goes along kind of what we talked about yesterday. Yesterday, I don't know if you heard the show, Pastor, but yesterday our topic was just on Mondays, what we try and bring as well is what did you take home from church? That's a little segment that we have, and on that 5-minute to 7-minute segment, our pastor had a guest pastor come out and preach. His name was Roger DeWitt, and I shared that he talked about David and Ziklag, and that how even in his greatest fear and his greatest hurt, you know, it was okay to cry. But there's sometimes you got to stand up and go back out there. But he sought the Lord. The maturity, I think, in David was he sought the Lord. A lot of us, out of anger and rage, would have been with the people wanting to stone him. But he went and he sought God. And it's amazing what God does. But, Pastor, recovering what the devil is stolen, I think, fits along with what we're trying to talk about today. And about faith. And about, I tell him that fear will cripple you. Amen. Fear will keep you from reacting. If you're fearful, you're not gonna react. You're just gonna take.
You can't be in faith and fear at the same time. So if you're in fear, then you're not in faith.
Amen, Pastor. Keep going. You got some good stuff.
Well, you know, that's all the devil's got, is to get us afraid, because we have authority over him. We have dominion over him and his whole earthly, worldly system. But for him to accomplish something, he has to get us, children of God, who have creative power when we speak. When we believe something and we speak it, we have creative power like God, because God lives in us. And so he tries to put fear on us so that we will speak what he wants to accomplish. And for to accomplish something for God, it takes faith for us to believe the word of God and what God has said and what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And then we believe it in our heart, confess it with our mouth, and that is created in our lives and in our world.
Amen. Now, the enemy wants to keep you in fear. Amen, Pastor?
That's right.
I mean, if he can keep you in fear, he can keep you from reacting to trying to make things different in your life.
Right. That's why when you watch the news, which is pretty much run by the enemy, because he's the prince of the power of the air, and it's all pretty much negative stuff to bring fear into our lives.
That's true. And one thing, I was driving over here to do the show, and I was thinking about what we're going to broadcast, and I was just joking around with the kids, different topics and stuff, what we should try and do one day. And when I was talking to him, I cracked up, because I said, "Son, you know what? You're never going to be attacked if you never do anything." It's easy. It's easy. You're never going to be bothered if you don't bother the devil. And that is so true.
That's right.
If you don't get up and you do something for God, he's never going to really bother you that much. He already got your life positioned where he wants it. It's when you stop tolerating. When you stop tolerating the injustice, when you stop tolerating the sin, when you stop tolerating the fear, that's when you're going to react. You can't do, if you're tolerable, you'll never change. You'll never change it if you're tolerable to the situation. Now, Pastor, on faith, just on faith, when we lose stuff, I know it hurts, correct?
Mm-hmm. And everybody at some point, sometime, is susceptible to losing, letting the devil get involved. You know, the Bible says give no place to the devil. But sometimes when we're tired or get discouraged, we give an open door based on the words that come out of our mouth, and it hurts to lose something.
It does,
and that's why David and his men cried, because it's like you were saying, it's okay to cry. We're emotional people, but the crying didn't get anything back for them.
That's true. And the thing is, they had to take an action. And Pastor, talk about action. What kind of action can we take?
Okay. Well, the first thing that David did, he dried his tears. And then he inquired of the Lord. And so it's good to get into the Word of God, seek the face of God. And the answer that the Lord gave to David is the same answer that he'll give to us, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and no respecter of persons. And when David says, "Shall I recover?" and he said, "You shall recover all." Praise the Lord. So I'm sure David started thinking about, because there was no one there to encourage him. All there was people that wanted to stone him. And so he had to encourage himself in the Lord. So he thought about, well, every time the Lord has come through when I trusted him, he gave me victory over the lion. He gave me victory over the bear. He gave me victory over Goliath. And that began to have faith rise up in him. And this was the beginning of the end for the devil in this situation, because faith will always overcome the enemy. And so then after that, he worshiped.
And that is the key word, is faith today. Amen. You like my sound effects, Pastor?
Yeah, is that okay? That's a key word. I thought maybe the brownies were ready.
That's going to be our keyword bell. We're introducing these things a little bit at a time. And every time you say the keyword today,
okay,
it's going to ring.
All right.
It's like
let's,
you got to do
let's
something.
Let's try it out. Faith.
right. Now, so, that's what we have to have. We have to have that. There's no way that you can go through this life without it. Amen?
Amen. Without it, you can't please God. So then David called to Abithar the priest and said, bring me the ephod, which is what the priest would wear to worship. And so then it's all over the shout. Get your faith level built up by encouraging yourself in the Lord. And then you worship the Lord. And then, of course, he inquired of the Lord, the Bible tells us, and God says, you shall overcome. And if we go into the Word of God, we're going to see that the victory is ours, that he's given it to us. And 200 were so tired, because the Bible says that in 1 Samuel chapter 30, that they wept until they had no more power to weep. They were just tired. And 200 had to stay. And so not everybody is going to get into agreement with you. So find someone in agreement. Since you didn't hear the first part, we're talking about David at Ziklag. He lost everything, and his men wanted to stone him. He encouraged himself in the Lord. He started thinking about how God's always come through, gave him victory over the lion, the bear, Goliath. He called for the linen ephod to worship, and he worshiped the Lord. It was pretty much all over but the shouting then. The devil's going to have to take a lick. And then he inquired of the Lord, shall I overtake them? And the Lord says, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. And it's going to be the same answer to you when you inquire of the Lord, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and no respecter of persons.
Amen.
And so then he got into agreement with those who would get into agreement. Not everyone would. What's more important is not how many are in agreement with you, but how much you are in agreement. So find you a faith man. Find somebody that talks faith words, that can believe God with you and declare, I'm going to receive everything the devil has stolen with spoil, and get into agreement. And the fourth thing that he did is, or the fifth thing is, he identified the enemy. This is the most important one. It's where people miss it the most. Yes, they know, okay, I want to believe God, and so I'm going to turn to God. But then they don't identify the enemy. Because when we suffer loss, our adversary, the devil, our enemy, uses people. Maybe they didn't treat you fairly. Maybe they ripped you off. Maybe they lied to you. You relied on their word, and they ripped you off. But they are not your enemy. It is the devil who has stolen from you, and that is what you go after with very aggressively. Because if you go after the person, then you're right where the devil wants you to be. We're going to have to forgive. We're going to have to do good to those that bless us, the way Jesus teaches us. And understand it's the devil that is our enemy. And just like David, he found one of the men there, and he said, who did this? And he said it was the Amalekites, and this is where they're camped out and so forth. And so he identified the enemy. And then he went down. Remember, they were tired. They had just had the long journey. They came in. They lost everything. They wept. And then they had to go pursue. And it said that David smote them in verse 17 of 1 Samuel chapter 30. And David smote them from the twilight even into the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. So once you're in the battle, you're going to get tired. Your flesh is going to say, you got to give up. They were tired already because of the loss. And then they had to fight from twilight into the evening of the next day. But what we do, number six, don't quit until you see the victory. Praise the Lord. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap a harvest if you faint not, or if you don't quit. praise the Lord. In verse 18, and David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And then the last thing, number 7, take spoil. Make the devil pay for messing with a child of God.
Amen.
Verse 20, and David took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle and said, this is David's spoil. I would recommend people get out their Bible, go to 1 Samuel 30, verse 20, and where it says, this is David's spoil, scratch through where it says David and write their name there. Now, David, you and I, we don't have to do that. Bless you.
We're blessed.
The other listeners, they're going to have to scratch out. If your name is Joe, you put in there, this is Joe's spoil. And then verse 21, and David came to the 200 men, which were so faint and so forth, and he dealt with them in a very gentle, loving way and let them participate in it. And he just pleased God because he identified the enemy, believed God for the victory. And that's what we do. Yeah, we may have to cry for a little while, but there's a time where we've got to dry our tears, get a hold of faith, know that we've got the victory, worship the Lord, hallelujah, and particularly identify the enemy. You'll get nowhere. You just, things will get worse if you come after a person. It would just forgive them. Turn that over to the Lord. Let him deal with that. And believe God for the victory and the spoil. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor, I really appreciate you coming on the show with us. I hope you like the new format. And thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Call me anytime.
All right. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. My pastor is pastor of Metro Church, and he is the senior pastor. It's located at 7811 FM 1960 in Atascocita, Houston, Humble, Texas. So if you can come out this way, if you're in the northern part of Houston, you can come here and preach. He preaches about 10:45 on Sunday morning service and 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights. I preach on the Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. Amen. Well, I'll play you another commercial. I appreciate those that were looking for our show and that kept chatting with us, telling us that our show was not on, because I appreciate that. Those that have chat back and forth with me to let me know they weren't hearing anything. And we're able to get you something. Get this. We're on the wrong channel, basically. But here's our station identification. You've been listening to RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily, 24/7, on your online connection. I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time, have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be in our studio to actually have a show. RevMed Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight. straight to me, or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Hey, you're back. God bless you. This is your host, David Yanis. You're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. So I hope you enjoyed that time with my pastor. He is awesome. Like I said, I'm writing my fourth book, and I have two that I'm working on. Three. I have a lot that I'm working on. But anyway, it's talking about submission and authority, and you have to be willing to go and work another man's vision. If you don't, then I'm telling you, my friends, you're going to have problems down the road. You're going to have problems down the road because you have to be able to give yourself wholly to a person to be used, a father in ministry to be used. Or how are you going to serve if you can't serve God? If you can't serve God, and how can you serve if you can't serve under a man? Can you serve the Most High God? So we'll have a show on that, and I'm going to have a show with some older men of God and some younger men of God. I'm going to get them on the show, and we're going to talk about that. I think tomorrow's show, I'm going to see if I can line up a couple of young ministers, and we're going to see about what they're doing, and we're going to talk to them. Thursday's our Outreach and Missions Day, and today we have a few more articles that we're going to read, but I think tomorrow's show, which is Wednesday, is going to be kind of a show that we're going to talk about different things and see what's going on. Let's just live. Wednesdays are kind of freed up, so I don't have to be dictated by the theme of the day. Amen. Well, I want to tell you, we had a great time yesterday on the show, even though we had some sound problems and stuff. I do appreciate those that continue to listen and continue to try and do what they feel in their heart is, and that is listening to us. I appreciate everybody that's out there that's listening to the station right now. And I am going to come through my notes one more time. We have the scripture of the day. The scripture of the day is basically my favorite scripture that I have, and I like it. If you turn your Bibles to Hebrews, and it goes along with faith. So every day we're going to have scripture of the day, and I think today's is your favorite scripture today, and my favorite scripture. And if you look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, let your conversation, I'm reading out of the King James, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you already have. For he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Let your conversation be without covetousness, my friends, and be content with such things as you have already. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. My friends, every time I go through my toughest times, that's my scripture. I'm giving you a personal secret there. Every time that my life seems stopped and stuttered, I go to that scripture. I go to that scripture because that scripture has meant something for me. When I was in the military, when I was building different things for the Lord, you will know God when you have to depend on Him solely and completely, as I have. Now, I know a lot of you out there probably want many things in your life, and you probably get irritated when things are taken out of your life. When things take out of your life, you get irritated because it's not your way. You're not getting your will, your way. You're going to get through it. You will get through it no matter what. God is awesome. God is awesome. He continually supports and builds you. You are the most important thing. You know what? I did this Sunday. I had the Sunday school kids. I shared this yesterday on yesterday's show. But I had the Sunday school kids with me up here. And we did a live show of the Sunday school broadcast. And at Sunday school service, I was asked to go in and help the kids and take the kids into the Sunday school, do their lesson plan, and I brought them up here. We had fun. I think we're the first church to actually do something like that. I think we're the first church to actually have a live broadcast online with all the Sunday school kids. And they participated in a way. And I'm going to broadcast. I already cut and edited it, and it's going to be broadcast on our station on overnight probably. But I'll put it on anyway and just see how it is. But I tell you what, my friends, one thing I want to make sure they knew, and beyond the story, I made sure each of them said this three times. And I said, I want you all to say this. And this is something I want you all to do. I want you all to say, I am God's favorite. I want you to say it. So right now on the radio, I'm going to treat you like my Sunday school class that I helped on this past Sunday at the church. I want you to all say, I am God's favorite child. One more time. I am God's favorite child. One more time. I am God's favorite child. Believe it. Receive it. That you are God's favorite child. That you are God's favorite child. That no matter what in life comes against you, what in life comes after you, what in life tries to destroy you, I am God's favorite child. Believe it. Faith. Hebrews 13:5-6. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. What shall I fear? What men shall do unto me? Amen. Recite it. Memorize it. Remember Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure. What pleasure? His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen and amen. Amen. I want to give you a couple more articles that I thought that was interesting out there. A couple more things that I think that we need to realize. One thing that I thought that was pretty cool, it's called Adrenaline Junkies. Again, this was on, I think I was browsing through CBN. It was Christian Broadcast Network. They were the news department. It was talking about Queenstown, New Zealand, known as the extremes capital of the year. Apparently, everybody flocks out there to jump off of a bridge or do extreme sports, to do a bungee jump actually into the water. It'll slow you down, but you can have option to go in the water or not in the water. And I thought that was interesting because you look at people going all across the world just to do an extreme sport to get that high, to get that rush. And you know what? If we can get some of these extremes, and it's at CBN News. It was for today's. It was just from today's topics and stuff that they pulled out, and I thought that was neat because they're challenging their life, and they're looking for thrills. But if we could get a couple of those people with that kind of heart, that's what God's looking for. You know, I don't condone or whatever. It's just, that's awesome. My wife said she wants to go and jump out of a plane and do bungee jump, and I'm like, go for it. I'll be right here waiting for you. I'll be riding over here on the side. That's not for old David here. Dave, don't do that. But yeah, extremists, the people that just go for the thrill of it. And we need a couple of people like that, amen, in the church. People that go for it, that aren't afraid to soul win. That aren't afraid to soul win. That aren't afraid to go out and tell people about Jesus. Why are we so afraid? Why are we so afraid to do something like that? Why? Why are we not wanting to try and get ourselves together and help people? We need the extreme attitude, extreme sports. That's going to be awesome. When we get our minds, our spirits up there to where we're doing great things by going further, not being afraid. Our fears, again, tying with the subject today, and I just realized it. Tying with the subject today, our fears. Our fears. We got to go past them. You're talking people jumping off bridges, jumping off things. They're facing their fears and landing and doing whatever. And extreme sports. It's amazing. It's amazing. We can get past our fears like these guys are, jumping off these things, and I put that into our faith. We're going to be awesome. I want you in front of people preaching. That's what God says. I want you in front of people. I want people out there talking to people on the street. You may not be a preacher on the pulpit, but you're going to be a preacher on the street. You may not be a preacher in the street, but you can be a witness and a testimony. I think God has to have more testimonies out there. Come on. I think God needs to have more testimonies out there in His people. We need to testify more. We need to let people know that it wasn't me that got that raise, or it wasn't me that built this station. It was God. It was God that put this entire place together. It's God that's building your life. It is God that is touching your heart, touching your mind. Fears. We need to push it aside. We need to push it aside. We need to have faith. Faith is what we need. Faith is what's going to take us through. Faith is what's going to build us. Faith is what's going to hold us. Faith will sustain you. Just want to give some props out there to some charities that are doing some awesome work as well. There's a ministry from the U.S. here that's doing some great things. I'm trying to look for the article. And they're feeding 150,000, I think. 150,000 people they fed, and I can't find the article, so I'm gonna have to find it later for you. basically, we'll save that for the mission day. Let's go with a different article because I don't see it here on our favorites thing. Or maybe I can find it real quick while we're talking. And God is good. God has a plan. God is hoping for great things to happen for you. And you just got to try and do something for God. Our address is Rev Ministries or Revelation Ministries at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Listen, our prayer lines 888-241-0768. I want you to make that thing ring. You may have to leave a message because we don't have any volunteers right now to hold that line. But we will pray for you and someone will get back with you. All right? We will pray for you. Trust me, someone will pray for you. We ask God to just bless you today. We ask God to take care of you in the walk that you're walking. Visit our websites at revministries.com and do some great things for God today. Do some great things for God today. That is the wrong effect. But anyway, I want to thank everyone that was part of the show today, Pastor Hope for Metro Church. I want to thank everybody that's provided news feeds, CBN, ChristianPost.com, and also want to appreciate everyone else that is bringing their guests here. My brother and everybody else that are coming to the show. Tomorrow we're going to have a big show, have several call-ins. We're going to try and get that running. We're trying to get the call-ins running. Hopefully get this thing solved. I don't want to be discouraged or not, but man, a lot of stuff just doesn't work sometimes on the computer stuff. If you're a computer guru and you're listening, give me a holler. You can email me at therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. Again, our email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. You can reach me there. Just email me. Let me know if you know anything about some of this computers trying to interface some of these programs and trying to interface some of the things that are out there. And we're just being blessed by being here and believing in God. This is a sound effect I'm going to incorporate into the show. That is the call for captain talking or for chow or for anything on the ship when you are on the military. So that's our whistle for to get out of here. We love you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. And let me go ahead and get you out of here and get you to a show. God bless you. Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships. Hi, this is David Yannis, the host of Midwatcher at the Rev and the station manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just want to take a few minutes to talk to the pastors out there and the ministers out there and the missionaries out there and the Bible teachers out there that have these books all stored up inside their brain, stored up on their material, stored up on their computer desk that have not been able to get published or have not been able to even get out to the public in any form. I have a publishing department. It is called Rev Media Publishing. It is a subsidiary of Revelation Ministries. It has been publishing a book since 2005. We've been able to create templates, been able to typeset, be able to get ISDNs. We've been able to get all the information that you need to get your book published. This is a great opportunity for those people that do have books that are ready to go. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com. To find out more information about our programs, more information about our packages, but let me tell you this. Many of us have sermons that have been preached, and we have written down. How about you take those sermons, you put them together, and you make yourself a book? And you get this book, and this book is available to millions of people through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, through your own website, through our website. It is networked around the world. Wouldn't God want the Word of God that He gave you inspirationally to put that sermon together available again and again and again and again? Not only is it a tape or a CD, but it's in book format. If you can take it anywhere, you don't need no electronic devices, just a little bit of light, and you can read your book. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com.